This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Senate local government will come to order. If you're planning on testifying this morning, please be sure and check in. If you are a lobbyist, put your badges on. And greetings to those listening over the internet. If you have cell phones or listening devices, please put them on mute. Otherwise, we will give you the opportunity to contribute to Teen Pact. And let's see, Senator, would the Secretary go ahead and call the roll, please?
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Nostrup, excused. Steinhar.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
DeSanto.
Here.
Jensen.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. I believe we have some minutes to approve from the last meeting.
The 25th.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting by Senator Kamak, second by Bob Ewing. Sorry. Minutes are approved. Okay, this morning, we have some pages. Would you please come to the podium and please tell us about yourselves, who you are, and what your plans are? Thank you.
I'm Brynn Elwine. I go to Roosevelt High School in Sioux Falls, and I'm planning on going to West Point.
Hi, my name is Ty Dushnell. I'm from Timberlake, and I plan on going to USD to major in political science.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for serving us. Okay, we have a light load this morning. We're going to knock these out fairly quickly, I believe. We're going to start with House Bill 1025. An act to revise certain provisions regarding voter registration. Do we have any proponents of House Bill 1025? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren. I'm the director of the Division of Elections in the Secretary of State's office. And 1025 just clarifies a few things regarding registration. So the National Voter Registration Act does provide that states can set a registration deadline, not more than 30 days, but they can provide it to be lesser of 30 days. Our voter registration deadline for every election in the state is 15 days before the election. And so we just wanted to clarify in the statute that our law sets the 15 days prior to an election, and so we don't need the language of lesser than 30 days in there anymore. So we just wanted to remove that out of there. The second thing that 1025 does is clarifies that if someone goes and registers to vote at an official registration site, which is driver's licensing, auditor, county auditor's office, any agency that helps people with disabilities, any agency that provides assistance to needy families, that if they leave their registration card with the agency when they're done filling those out, because the National Voter Registration Act requires that agency to mail that card to the county auditor. And so the instance is where we had a voter in 2018 that filled out a registration card at one of those official registration sites, took the card with her and mailed it herself. And so she filled the card out on the deadline day, but mailed it on the deadline day. The auditor didn't receive it till after the deadline and it could not be processed. The official registration sites have extra days to get those over to the auditor's office before the deadline, after the deadline. So there, if any agency receives a registration card on the deadline day, we stamp it with our agency's stamp saying that we received it on that deadline. And then if I mail that card to Minnehaha County or Pennington County, they still have to accept it even if they get it on the following Monday because it came from, it was at an original registration site on the deadline. So we just wanted to clarify that. This person that did that wanted to also run as a precinct committee woman, and she couldn't because she was not in the precinct at the time she filed that precinct committee woman declaration. And I would urge your approval, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Kia. Any further proponents of House Bill 1025? Any other proponents? Seeing none, any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and move to committee discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator DeSanto.
Move to pass.
Okay. We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1025 by Senator DeSanto, second by Senator Kamak. Any discussion on your motion?
I think that it's been explained very well. I appreciate the explanation, and let's move ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Senator Wismer.
I'm still having trouble soaking this up. Could I ask a question of Ms. Warren?
We've already moved past the question, and I will allow
we
some
can
latitude,
do it on-
though. Go ahead. Kia, go ahead.
Ms. Warren, you said, so that on line 9, however, any completed mail registration card mailed to the auditor and postmarked no less than 30 days preceding an election, you're saying you're deleting that and that that really never served any purpose at all before?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
The way the National Voter Registration Act is written, it says that you can have 30 days maximum for a registration deadline, or states can do a lesser date. And so ours is always 15 days. And so this language is not, they should have put the full text of the National Voter Registration Act line in there regarding that, because it says not less than 30 days or by the state's voter registration deadline. And our voter registration deadline is 15 days before the election. So it's just kind of causing confusion on that, because our deadline is always the same for every election.
So you're really saying it was just how long has it read this way?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure of how long that's been in. I mean, the National Voter Registration Act has been updated many times, so I'm not sure if it was put in the 70s or I didn't go back and look at that. So I can't answer that. I could go back and look and see and get back to you on that.
But you're saying that the Secretary of State's office...
Senator Wismer, all questions will be directed through the chair, please.
Sorry. Mr. Chair, follow-up.
Go ahead.
But you're saying that the Secretary of State's office has lived with this discrepancy for 40 years, then?
Mr. Chair, yes. I'm not sure how long it's been in there. I will double-check that and get back to you
okay.
on that.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you, Kia. We have a motion before the chair. Do pass House Bill 1025. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Senator Ewing.
Aye.
Nordstrom, excused. Steinar.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Secretary is excused.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator DeSanto.
Move consent.
Having received a majority vote of the committee, House Bill 1025 has been passed and will move to the floor. We have a motion to put House Bill 1025 on the consent calendar by Senator DeSanto. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kamak. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those negative say no.
No.
Okay, House Bill 1025 will move to the floor and will not be on the consent calendar. Next up is House Bill 1026, an act to revise certain provisions regarding petitions, notices, and statements of convention nominees and certifications of party officials. Do we have any proponents on House Bill 1026? Good morning again.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, member of the committee's members. My name is Kia Warren. I'm the director of the Election Division in the Secretary of State's office. 1026 has four sections on it. The first section is going to clarify that, put in statute that when a legislative candidate runs for office, they have to list what chamber they are running for and which legislative district number. We had an instance where there was a legislative candidate who did not put the chamber, just the district number. And so at least he filed early enough. He had time to go back out and get the corrected petitions and collect signatures again. So we just want to clarify that in statute just to make it more clear. Section 2 amends the date when the notice of offices to be filled is published by the county auditors. So if I'm looking at the 2018, this notice to notify all the public of which offices will be open for the 2018 primary and general elections was published during the weeks of March 5th through the 10th and again on March 12th through the 17th. The petition deadline date for those candidates was March 26th. So it did not give, if someone saw the second notice that was published any time between March 12th and 17th, they did not have very long to go and collect their signatures and get them into our office on time. So we're urging that the change is being made, that it has to be published between the 15th and the 30th of January. It's a little earlier in the process since candidates can start taking out petitions January 1 of that election cycle. We thought it would be more information getting that out to the public earlier to provide more people the opportunity to go out and collect signatures. Section 3 amends the statute to require county central committees to certify the name and mailing address of the county chairperson to the state chair party chairperson. A lot of times the state political parties will call us and ask who the chairs are, officers are of the county central committees. They don't file anything with our office, and so we thought it'd be a good idea that not only have them send it to the county auditor, that they also send that information to the state party chair of their party. And then Section 4 adds a new section to cover convention nominees that have alternative political status. So right now we had the lawsuit, the Libertarian and Constitution Party lawsuit last year, and the judge ruled that these alternative political parties can nominate all their candidates except for county candidates at their party conventions. But we never changed the put the in statute regarding this last year. We left that out, and so we just wanted to make sure we get that in codified law now. And that is all I have. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any further proponents of House Bill 1026? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1026? Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and move to committee discussion or action. Senator Kamek?
I move due pass.
Okay, we have a due pass motion by Senator Kamek on House Bill 1026, a second by Senator Ewing. Any comments on your motion?
Mr. Chair.
I just see that all of these improvements only serve to clarify and make the election process a better one. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
Senator,
I have a question.
Whitmer? Yes.
For Ms. Warren.
We've already closed discussion.
You wouldn't look at me as you buzzed past questions.
Well, feel free to raise your voice next time. All right, we have a motion due pass, House Bill 1026, and those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Nostrip. Excused. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wismer.
Me?
No.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
One nay,
someone
excused.
6-1, okay.
Passes.
Okay, we have a majority vote on House Bill 1026, due pass. House Bill 1026, moved to the floor. Next bill up is House Bill 1036. An act to revise provisions related to the Board of Technical Professions. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Hunter Roberts with the Department of Labor and Regulation. Here, encouraging your support of House Bill 1036. House Bill 1036 is essentially a code cleanup bill. Looking back at the code, there was three different sections of references that have listed the Board of Technical Professionals as the State Commission of Engineering, Architectural, and Land Surveying Examiners. The Board of Technical Professionals has been around, that name change has been around for, you know, over a dozen years. So the department thought it was pertinent and important to update those references. With these three sections of code also, your staff was able to clean up some of the definitions and improving grammar. An example would be alphabetizing the definitions. So, simple bill. Ask your support for it, and I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Any other proponents on House Bill 1036? Any other proponents? Seeing none. Any opponents? Seeing none. We will waive rebuttal and move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeSanto.
Move to pass.
We have a motion to pass on House Bill 1036 by Senator DeSanto, second by Senator Kamak. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Nordstrom. Excused. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Rismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Six in favor and one excused.
Okay, having received a majority vote by the committee, House Bill 1036 is hereby moved to the floor.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
Second.
We have a motion to put 1036 on the consent calendar by Senator Kamak, second by Senator DeSanto. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. House Bill 1036 will be put on the consent calendar. Okay, this time I want to ask if there's any volunteers that would like to handle House Bill 1025 on the floor. See anybody? Okay, Senator Bob Ewing, thank you for volunteering. We also have House Bill 1026 that needs to be addressed on the floor briefly. Senator Wismer? Okay, thank you very much. All right. Any other business by the committee? Okay, we have a motion to adjourn by Senator Steinhauer, a second by Senator DeSanto. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.